What a week it's been for Kim St. Pierre, three-time Olympic gold medalist, five-time world champion, and now a pending inductee into the Hockey Hall of Fame. My goodness, what a career it has been, and the crowning jewel coming your way upon induction. Congratulations, Kim, and thanks for joining us here.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, I know. It's great to have you here. First woman goaltender into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Unbelievable, historic. But also, what's the last week been like for you since you found out you are a Hall of Famer?
Yes, it's been crazy, but it's been so amazing to feel all the support, all the love, all the stories, to be able to speak to a few teammates and coaches, and just to be able to share this incredible moment with my two kids, like Liam and Aiden. They're 6 and 8, so they did not get to see me play, but now they see a bit more on TV and see on Google and YouTube, and it's a special moment for me, and I feel so honored and privileged to be into the Hockey Hall of Fame. But what a great week for women's hockey too. Like, people want to hear stories, want to see the sport grow, so I think that's a great occasion to speak about it, and I'm really proud of everything that we were able to accomplish with the national team.
Go ahead,
Kim. Thanks for joining us today. We're really excited to have you on. Congratulations! I know this is such a big event and such a momentous occasion. Have you had a chance to think about the speech yet? And if so, who would you be thanking? And what sort of topics, I guess, are front of mind for you when it comes to your speech?
For me, it was a team sport. It was a team effort. So it's a bit weird to get all this attention this week. Because what I was able to accomplish, it's because of all my teammates. So for sure, I owe them so much, all my defense crew in front of me, all the goalie partners I was able to play with. They pushed me every day. I pushed them every day. So I think it made a huge difference in my career. And just to thank all the ladies that were there before me, the women's hockey player that made this sport a special event, a place that we grow up and now we can become a women's hockey player. So the Cassie Campbell and Therese Brisson, Vicky Sonohara, like all these great leaders that were there my first year and opened my eyes and made me realize that it was such an honor to be able to wear the Canadian jersey and to be able to play for so many years. I had the privilege to meet amazing people, so many of my best friends now, and the hockey world is amazing. So there's so much going through my mind, as you can see, but I think giving all these interviews make me realize that I was so lucky, and I have a great memories with so many people. So yeah, I need to think about it, but I can't wait to start writing it down, and yeah, so many memories.
Berkey.
By the way, it's wonderful. First woman goaltender inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. But I think people will look at your stats thinking NHL and say 5'9", that's not very big. But 5'9" is big for a woman's goaltender. You are a good-sized goaltender.
Yes, I think we grow good-sized goalies in Canada, like Sammy Joe and Charlene Labonté and even Shannon Zavidos. I think we're pretty much like at least 5'8", 5'9". So, yeah, I think I need to thank my parents for that. But, yeah, in women's hockey, that's a big goalie, if we can say.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Kim, I'm proud that we have the same alum, McGill University. And,
oh, God.
You're, you know, one of the most recognized grads they've ever had, really, right? A four-time All-Canadian, the CIS Athlete of the Year. And one of the highlights when you were there, obviously, despite you basically raised the women's team, you know, from a really difficult spot to one of the top elite programs in Canada, you also had a chance to flirt and play in the men's team for a little bit. In fact, you played a game and you beat Ryerson back in 2003. What was that like, making that historic moment as well?
Oh, it was very special to be able to play on the men's team. It was coming back from 2002 Olympics. I was looking for a new challenge. So I played 1 year with the men's team, and it was an honor to be the first woman to win a game. But for me, it's my 4 years with the women's team there. Like, it changed my life. I thought hockey was over, and they came and recruited me. So I was able to play 4 or 5 more years of hockey and graduate. And that's when I got my invitation from the women's national hockey team as well. So without going to McGill, I would not have played for Canada. I would not have gone to the Olympics. So I'm so fortunate, so happy. They found me somewhere, and that's where I met my husband too, and we have 2 kids, and that's where I met my best friend Amy Doyle as well. So McGill overall was the best decision of my life, and I need to thank my teammates, because my first few months playing women's hockey, I was probably not the best teammate, trying to transition to women's hockey. I was not very patient, but thank God they let me be on the team. And the first year was a transition, but many players joined the team that year, and then we became more competitive, and it made me a better goalie, better person, and then I was able to join the national team. So, yeah, McGill on and off the ice has been was a great experience for sure. But so many great athletes coming from McGill, so proud to be one of them.
Awesome. We're with Kim St. Pierre. Future Hall of Famer, pending Hall of Famer, based on the announcement last week. Go ahead, Borny.
Kim, we had Cassie Campbell-Pascal on a week or two ago, and she gave us a bit of an update on the state of women's hockey today in terms of the professional leagues. I don't know how in touch you are with it today or how involved. Do you have any thoughts on the professional leagues and sort of where the game is headed for women?
We're really hoping for a professional women's league, but I think I'm not a part of the leadership group. I'm just following, and I'm there if they need my help. But with Jaina Heffer leading, and Cassie, and Marie-Philippe Poulin, and many American hockey players as well, I really hope it's going to work out. Like, growing up, I had to look up and was hoping to play in the NHL, but now there's so many young girls hockey player, and hopefully they can wish one day to play in this professional league. We have so many opportunities at the CJF level, at college, university, but yeah, the professional league would be, I would be so impressed, so happy to see it happen, and for sure I would like to get involved on maybe the management or admin level, but it's something that we're all dreaming of, and we know it's we have great players all over the world that would make this league so special. But we need the support. We need people to believe. We need people to invest. But I really believe, I'm very positive that it's going to happen, hopefully very soon.
Let's hope so. Berkey.
You mentioned the NHL. Kim, I think people would like to hear your story about practicing with the Montreal Canadiens.
Yes, what a special day. For sure, when I was younger, I wanted to play for Montreal, watching Patrick Roy on TV and seeing Martin Brodeur playing in the NHL. Like, it was my dream. But unfortunately, it did not happen. But one day, I was getting ready to go practice with the girls on the ice. And Scott Livingston from the Montreal Canadiens used to be one of my trainers. So he asked me to go because Carey Price was sick that morning, and the boys were training not at the Bell Center, just somewhere close by. So took my equipment. I said, sorry, girls, I'll be back later. And then I jumped on the ice with Montreal for 90 minutes. So it was so fun to realize how good they are and how fast the game is. But thank you to the Montreal Canadiens for inviting me for that practice. And I enjoyed every moment of it. So it was a special day for sure.
That is really a cool story. That's a postcard right there.
Yeah, and John, and a few of the guys were asking me like who I was, and they were impressed that a girl was there standing between the pipes. And even some of them didn't know, like, because they took the bus to go back to the Bell Center after, and then some of them were saying, well, that girl was pretty good. And then some of them didn't even know there was a girl in net. So I was like, oh, that sounds good.
That's awesome. I read that Alexei Kovalev winged one right by your head. Do you remember that?
Yes. Oh, yes, I do remember. But some of the hockey girls, they have a pretty hard shot too, so I got used to it. But yeah, it was quite impressive to see how like much bigger and stronger the boys are. But it was a big challenge. I was tired after that 90 minutes.
Kim, what was your most memorable game? If you, I know that might be impossible because you won, you know, all these medals, but gold medals. But was there one game that stands out as your most memorable?
Leksand, Sweden. I'm betting.
Which one? Sorry.
In Leksand, Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say Salt Lake City.
Yeah, for sure, Salt Lake. You know, I started playing sports when I was so young, and I always, always, always dreaming about going to the Olympics. I was researching Olympic athletes when I had to do homework for school. Like, I just wanted to become an Olympic athlete, so to be able to actually go and win the gold medal. So for sure, that game that we won 3-2 after, like, battling 14 penalties, like, that team was a special one. Like, we felt so strong as a team, and we knew that day that nothing would come in our way, even after losing 8 games in a row in preparation for those Olympics against Team USA. I don't know, we woke up that day and we felt unbeatable. Well, I did. So it was so great to even the crowd was like cheering for USA, so strong, but yeah, nothing could go through us that day, and winning 3-2 and officially getting the gold medal with the teammates was a very, very special moment.
How about Leksand? Tell us about that game.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So which year was that?
I want to say 05. Is that the 52 save game?
Oh, I don't remember that one. Sorry.
You wrecked my show.
Oh,
Kim,
you had so many good options.
Kim, I was hoping you could tell us about the Olympic experience in general, and just you know, being at the games and in the Olympic Village, and you know, for those of us who haven't had that experience, that to me seems like it would be as cool and exciting as actually playing in the games themselves.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Just to feel the energy, the vibe in the Olympic Village, and especially in the Canadian House, that's where all the Canadian athletes, you see them getting ready, you see them leaving for competition, you see them coming back for with like their medals. It was incredible to be able to see that for all 3 Olympic Games, but especially Vancouver, because the whole city, all the fans, everyone, like all their families were there, so it was pretty incredible to be a part of this, but definitely the Canadian House is always a special one to be, and yeah, so motivating to see the athletes, because the World Championship is only hockey, and we only see hockey people in hockey games, but to have a chance to go and see other events, I think as a team, it was very like a good bonding experience. We could see other sports and other athletes and how they get ready and compete, so definitely part of the experience. It was unbelievable, but yeah, Vancouver was very, very special for that. We were the whole country, so living in like a beautiful beautiful houses, and to be able to get to know the other athletes was very special.
Time for one more with Kim St. Pierre, a future inductee into the Hockey Hall of Fame, announced last week. Incredible story, the first women goaltender going in to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Berkey, go ahead.
So, Kim, critics will say, and I'm a big supporter of the women's game, as you know, critics will say international hockey is really only the U.S., with women's, really only the U.S. and Canada. But that's really a development from after you won the gold in 2002. That's when that started. Up till then, it was actually pretty healthy competition. It appears to be coming back now with stronger teams from some of the other countries, correct?
Yes. Yes, definitely. It's just we're so lucky and fortunate in Canada and the U.S. to have a lot of support from the government or the provincial level or sponsorship level. So we're able to play longer. We're able to develop our team better, to have better training facilities. For other countries, I don't think there's enough money involved yet, so the girls are trying in the other countries to get it going so that the girls can just have longer careers and stay involved with the sport and maybe become coaches to help the program, but I think it's going to come. We need to be more patient. Here it's our national sport. In other countries maybe it isn't yet, but I think with more Olympics, more world championships, Sweden like used to have a very good team. Now it's very young, so they need more experience. Finland, they have great coaches over there. The team is always very strong. And same thing, Russia. Like, they have such a strong men's hockey program. So why not investing in the women's program as well? I'm sure they would be so good. And it's just, I think, a matter of investing a little more and keeping the women's in the sport for longer. But yeah, I just think we need to be patient. Now the rivalry Canada-US is such a good one. Nobody is getting tired of watching those games. But definitely we hope to have more competition. And if we have a professional league, we want to be able to attract those players in Europe as well. So yeah, we'll see what the future holds. But definitely there's a lot more girls and women playing hockey in the world, and we can see in the caliber of play.